Dental Floss came out with the top 30 comedies of all time.
Okay.
So these are the movies that make you laugh so hard it hurts. And I don't know if I agree with hardly any of them. So number 30, Pop Star, which I never saw it, so I can't. There's nothing I can say about it. Number 29, Bridesmaids.
Really? That's 29. I would think that'd be higher.
28, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I don't think that was a comedy. I mean, it was a good romantic comedy-esque movie, but it didn't make me laugh.
Right. I didn't. There was not one laugh in it, but it was charming and it was cute. And it was more, that's what I mean, more romance, less comedy.
Number 27, Shaun of the Dead. Made me laugh.
Oh, love that movie.
26 is Anchorman. Made me laugh.
Made me laugh. Always funny.
26? Yeah, it should be higher. 25, Best in Show.
Oh, that's a really funny movie. Classic lines in that one.
It's funny. You said, okay. I've never seen it, so I'm asking. 24, Clueless.
As if. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I put that in the comedy range, sure.
Did you laugh more than, you got to laugh more than, to be a comedy.
No, but I laughed because when the movie came out, I was a kid at the time, so that was funny to me.
23, funny movie, Friday.
Yes, funny movie.
22, didn't laugh more than, Groundhog Day.
I feel like, again, of its time, of its day, it was hilarious. But over time, we're like, not that funny.
21, Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Another one of those. 20, Coming to America.
That and Trading Places, both still funny.
19, one funny scene, don't know about a funny movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I didn't laugh once in that movie.
The Princess Bride, not a funny movie. Good movie, great movie, not a funny movie.
Yeah, there were lots of laughs in Princess Bride. Yes.
Number 17, Lost in America. Never saw it.
Never saw it.
16, yes, laughed more than Ghostbusters, original, 1984.
Yeah, there was some laughs in that.
15, not a funny movie, Tootsie.
Are you kidding me? Some of the funniest scenes in all movie history are in Tootsie.
Did you laugh more than
Are you kidding? I laughed hysterical when he's got the camera on him and he says, can you pull back a little bit? How far do you want me to pull back? How about Cleveland? Because he's so ugly on camera.
Right. And you get that.
No, there are some really funny scenes in Tootsie's a classic.
14, 9 to 5.
Haven't seen it in a while, but I don't remember if I laughed or not.
13, laugh my ass off. Still laugh when I even see the title of it, Airplane.
Yes, Airplane has a lot of laughs in it. That's a good one. Yeah, a lot of puns, a lot of funny characters. I say yes to that.
12, funny movie, The Jerk.
Yes, again, another classic movie.
Number 11, funny, but I don't know, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, there's some funny scenes in it. Mm. Is that the one where he turns him into a newt and he got better?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's some funny lines in that one.
Some good one. Number 10, you love the movie. Never really laughed at it. Number 10, Young Frankenstein.
Oh, my God. That is one of the funniest movies. Rewatch that now and you will laugh. I promise.
Number 9, wouldn't be able to be on TV anymore ever again. Blazing Saddles.
Right. Yeah. Funny. There's a lot of racism in that one.
But funny.
It's hard. Yeah.
Number 8. Didn't understand it, never seen it, hated the TV show MASH.
MASH the movie was terrible. I didn't think it was funny at all. There's some actually really good episodes of MASH the TV show. I've watched it recently.
Okay, now we're going into the top 7, which is, I've never seen any of these, so I don't know. Dr. Strangelove.
You never saw Dr. Strangelove?
From 1964, no. Number 6, The Apartment from 1960, didn't see it.
Wait, I can't believe you just said that. My boyfriend and I just recently watched some old movies, and we picked an actor, and he was like, Jack Lemmon. I was like, great, let's see old Jack Lemmon movies. We watched The Apartment. The concept is this guy has an apartment. He keeps lending it to people he works with so they can go there and have affairs. And it's like bosses, because he's trying to move his way up in the company. The concept, it's like it was like the original, one of those original like slapstick comedies, like, you know, he shows up at the wrong time, the wrong woman is there, that kind of thing. it was the first time that was a concept. And like now we do that all the time, like that, you know, mistaken identity stuff.
Right.
But in 1964, apparently that was hilarious.
1938, Bringing Up Baby.
Cary Grant?
I
think it's one of the Cary Grant movies.
Cary Grant.
Yeah. Cary Grant has a movie called My Favorite Wife that is much funnier. If you're a fan of Cary Grant and you like old movies, I recommend My Favorite Wife. It is hilarious. There's a lot of jokes in it. Bringing Up Baby, not so much.
Yeah, see, these movies I don't watch because they're black and white, and I can't.
No, they're in color.
No, these are black and white. Bringing Up Baby, 1938, color was not invented.
Then they've colorized it because I've seen the
1960,
color.
1960, Department didn't have color back then. But
that was not in color, yeah.
Yeah, because my TV is color, so there's no reason for me to watch a black and white TV because it makes no sense. Number four from 1936 was not in color and starred Charlie Chaplin, Modern Times.
I don't find that stuff funny.
Yeah, number three from 1934, It Happened One Night.
I've heard of it. I don't know that I know. Who was in that, does it say?
Clark Gable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be a movie I would watch.
All right. Number two from 1933. These are the funniest movies of all time. Duck Soup.
Okay. Hang on. You're talking about the Marx Brothers.
Yes.
Let me tell you why the Marx Brothers are important. And I don't think that, Duck Soup is probably one of their funnier movies. Let me tell you why. Because all the comedy you like now, they got their ideas from the Marx Brothers. Everybody from Ben Stiller to Christopher Guest to like everyone who's doing comedies now, they all look at the Marx Brothers. Like that is their icon. So that's like an inside baseball thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you and I would find the Marx Brothers funny, but people that are making comedy now, that's where they were inspired from because they were shown Marx Brothers movies when they were young and they were kids. And it was, you know, that was high comedy for its time. So I feel like that's a little too inside baseball. I think for the rest of us, for like regular people, you know, I'm surprised you didn't say Step Brothers or The Hangover or Superbad.
Right.
You know, I'm expecting those movies to be on the list.
Yeah, they're not because number one is from 1926 and it's Buster Keaton with The General.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Nothing funnier than Office Space. Try and find me a movie funnier than Office Space or Better Off Dead, and then I'll listen to you.
Yeah, Buster Keaton, I kind of get it because he's now making a resurgent because he's in some commercials. He was the guy that nearly killed himself over and over again.
Okay.
So he would jump off a train into a building and ha ha ha, funny. But he almost died every time he did it. So mm-hmm. He's been in a couple of commercials lately. They've been trying to get that gag re-going. But number one, I don't know. I agree with you that Office Space should be somewhere in this list, not these movies.
Then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom, too, because they've moved my desk four times already this year. And I used to be over by the window and I could see the squirrels. And they were married